close.
I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis.
Smoke. I make fart noises with my mouth.
So who's in the mood for Christmas carols?
Who is Carol? And should I be in the mood for it? I'm up for anything.
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's the only the one I'm up for, what she says.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know we haven't been around for a while, but hey, we're back. That's all that matters.
By popular demand, I think we got one person that said, hey, I'm bored at work.
Yeah. Well, we are here to entertain you at work. You bastards should be working.
You guys are probably on holiday now.
You're ruining the productivity of America, and you're the reason that the Japanese are kicking our ever-loving asses.
Oh, my.
It's all your fault.
That's why we haven't gotten any listeners from Japan, apparently.
Right.
Because they're too busy working.
Exactly. They know how to work and how to raise the gross national product of Asia.
Bastards.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am the Reverend Smoke and Steve. He is Los. We are Los and Smoke. And we're going to try to entertain you for a while.
Not totally Christmas, but a little bit.
Well, we'll try to sneak in a little Christmas. After all, the date of this podcast is December 21st, so it's a few days left until the holiest of all holidays.
I don't want to look into my crystal ball, but I'm guessing we're probably not going to do another podcast until after Christmas, probably not until the new year.
No, probably not. I mean, let's be honest with the people here. I mean, we haven't done one of these, I think, in about a month or so.
Since around Thanksgiving. It was the day before Thanksgiving.
It was the day before Thanksgiving. You're right. Life's busy. Throw it out there. I mean,
today was busy.
It's been busy for me for the past month. It's been busy for Los. Los got a new job.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to my old coworkers. They're not really old. They're just ex. But
oh, come on.
All right, they're old.
Bunch of old farts
over
there.
But I miss blogging with them, and I miss throwing footballs out in the parking lot on government time with them.
I know. You actually are expected to work at this job, aren't you?
This new job, yeah.
Yes. Oh,
it's
my
professional.
God. You've got to actually, show up in a... You got a tie and everything?
Yeah, every day.
Wow.
It's so professional. I didn't even realize... I forgot what professional was when I went to Lockheed. There was no professional at all there. So I remember I went there my first day at Lockheed, and I had a tie on, and everyone looked at me like I was like a narc or something.
Yeah, you were there to ruin it for everybody.
Yeah, and I bet they thought I was a narc until the day I quit.
Yeah, I think they figured it out eventually.
That I wasn't a narc?
Yeah, exactly.
There's no way the guy...
Once they start putting up pictures of you dancing with Mick Jagger, I think they figured it out by then.
If only I could dance with Mick Jagger.
So Lowe started a new job. I have started a whole bunch of things. I'm trying to get a house, for crying out loud.
Yeah, how did that go? You said you guys saw a house that you liked.
Yeah.
And you guys were going to start the process.
Well, I think we've decided to keep looking again.
Okay.
It's not that we don't dislike the house. I think we just want to see what else is out there. I mean, we've been out looking for houses now a grand total of three times. So I think we want to get a couple more under our belt before we make a final decision.
Yeah, make a list of things you really want and things that you don't really need but you like.
But I'm telling you something. There are people out there right now that are overvaluing the living shit out of their houses.
Well, they're going through history. I mean, they want it to be like a year ago where they could get top dollar for the house.
Yeah, and they're just – these people are losing it. They really are.
But, hey,
I was insulted by the first three houses I saw. It's like, you want 160 grand for this piece of crap.
But listen to this. Like my brother was out looking for houses a couple years ago, and he bid on a house. I think it was like $218,000. He bid the price for it.
Uh-huh.
It sold for $260,000.
Wow.
So they got way more than their asking price on it.
Wow.
Amazing. And the house was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
It was located in Springfield, actually not too far from where you live.
Okay.
And it was a fixer upper, and $218,000 to me seemed like a lot when I went out and looked at it.
For a fixer upper, that's way too much.
Well,
there's people out there listening in places, like San Francisco and New York, that are going $218,000. Where do I jump in on that deal? They're paying $300,000 for basically a basement.
For Delaware County, $218,000 for a fixer-upper is a lot of money.
Is high.
But it was in Springfield, and the neighborhood was nice, and it had a lot of property and had a lot of potential, to tell you the truth. But I mean, they would have had at least put in $50,000 to make it work.
So I, for one, have been spending some nights going out looking at houses, going out and doing that stuff. And it just means we've kind of pushed the podcasting back.
Yeah.
And we'll warn you, we'll probably do it again for the next few weeks. You might not hear from us for a few weeks, but hey, we'll be
or
back.
Or maybe you will. And keep checking back.
Yeah. That's it. We should be tricking them into coming back.
We're going to be podcasting like, the rest of this year, every day.
Check back on the 26th and stuff. You never know.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I am.
And I can pretty much guarantee that there will be a month or so, probably in about April and May, where I won't be doing this.
I have an idea.
What is your idea? A guest podcaster?
Well, we could do that. Or that was a good idea, too. But I thought we could just have some tape rolling while things are going on with you.
Like, oh, we could. I'm sure we could have some
like
tape.
Like the bachelor party.
Wait a minute. Aren't you the one that says that anyone who brings a camera to a bachelor party
I didn't say camera.
Oh, well, so no, audio is fine.
Audio, well, listen. We're obviously not going to bring a camera or audio into, like, a strip joint. But my thought was, when we get nice and sauced up, funny things are said.
Oh, yeah. We could probably roll a tape.
Oh, absolutely.
We could probably do that.
And you have a lot of friends that kind of are in the broadcasting business, so they would just thrive on this.
They probably would.
I think we should look into that. I'm just saying. I think I don't see why we can't do this.
I think we might. I think I might be already in trouble.
For what?
I don't know.
Oh God.
I don't know.
All right. So anyway, I think we've done enough small talk.
Yes.
6 minutes and some seconds.
So what?
All right.
Fuck it. Let's just keep small talking. How's the weather?
Cold.
How's your rent? Laundry's on. How's the rent cycle coming?
Well, the washer is done and the dryer is still
drying. Oh, we're in drying now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know. I had a lot to do. I'm going down to Atlantic City this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I just had
to hang out with all the old ladies.
Yeah. I'm going to the ancient elephant burial ground of the showboat.
It's
where the old people go to die.
Yes.
It smells like old in there.
Smells like old. What is old? I mean, I know a little bit about what old smells like, but what is your definition of smelling like old?
Mothballs.
Okay.
And just like, you know, the old people and their breath and their stench. That's what the entire showboat
You've
smells
been hanging
like.
Hanging out with some smelly old fuckers, haven't you?
I'll tell you what. Here's something I did notice.
Mm-hmm.
At my parents' house, it smells different in there now. They're getting older, and it's starting to smell old.
Oh, wow.
So, it doesn't have that same smell that it used to. Maybe because I don't live there anymore. Maybe I had such an odor.
See, you just got used to it.
Yeah, so maybe what their house used to smell like is what this house smells like now. And I don't know if that's a good thing.
And apparently, old people's houses smell German. That's if you go by Lose's definition here.
Oh, no, not totally.
Because it probably
German.
Smells very German in there.
Well, it smells like old laced with Vitalis.
Wow.
My dad probably owns stock in Vitalis. He swims in it.
Do they still make that?
For my dad, yeah. My dad goes through like a bottle a day.
Wow.
He's addicted to the stuff. and it's I don't understand the whole marketing plan of Vitalis. Like, how does that sell? It stinks, it's greasy, and everyone knows you're wearing it.
What does it do?
It's supposed to like straighten your hair.
Really?
My dad doesn't even have hair.
Yeah, what's he looking to straighten?
It's the hinge that he has, the part on the side, the part that's down by the ear.
Maybe Inga's looking to straighten her hair.
Well, she still has hair, which is good.
Hey.
I'm very envious.
That's good. So this reminds me of a quick story now, if I may.
Mm.
May I?
Mm.
May I?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. You swallow that. Okay. You're
yes. You ask me a question while I'm taking a chug of rum and coke.
Nice. So anyway, speaking of old people, I will. I'll just tie this in. I was at the doctor's today.
Again?
Yeah, again. Well, no, this is the yearly checkup thing.
You're like a guest star at the hospital.
Well, you know, I had to do the CAT scan in early December, and I had to go there today to find out if I still have cancer or not. Thankfully, I don't. So,
Yeah,
another year without cancer. Thank you.
I can just see it, like the credits running, and guest star, Steve Scalish.
Yes. So,
oh, sorry, I just said your name. The Reverend. You can say my name.
Do we have to start over now?
No.
I told you, never say my last name. I'd have to kill you. But anyway.
Maybe I was just kidding.
Anyway, so the reason why I thought of this is because earlier this month I had to do the CAT scan thing. And as we mentioned in a previous podcast, me and hospital gowns do not get along. We just don't get along. Because I swear to God, the minute I put one of these things on, I age 40 years.
I don't think that you are built for hospital gowns.
No, well, it's more like a hospital moo-moo.
When a guy designed hospital gowns, he did not, maybe it was a girl, he or she did not design them for you.
Well, I will say this. At the CAT scan place, they actually had big and tall hospital gowns. I had this damn
thing. Did you have to pay extra for that?
No. No. I don't know. Blue Cross might have taken care of it or something. But I'll tell you, this thing.
They're sending you a letter right now saying, what the fuck? What the fuck are you doing?
What'd you do? Go camping? You know? Freaking tent. This thing could house a family of five in the campground there.
Wow. Nice. That was excellent.
But I tell you, I swear, I age 40 years in this thing. I walk in there. I'm going into the back. And I've got my polo shirt on. I've got my fleece jacket on. My jeans. I'm feeling pretty good. I put this hospital gown on. I start walking out like I'm hunched over. And I'm just like going to everyone, so we having pudding today? I'm going to have some pudding later. This is going to be good. And maybe some butter pecan ice cream.
The pan's full. The pan is full.
I won $20 playing Keno yesterday, you know? So.
Oh, my God.
That's what it happens to you. The minute you put this gown on, you just feel old.
I think it's before you put the gown on. I think it's when you get in the hospital you feel old.
Yeah, sometimes. But really, the gown does it. I mean, it makes you want to walk hunched over and start singing Bing Crosby tunes.
The only guy that's immune to feeling old is like Keith Richards when he walks in the hospital. He actually gets younger.
Yeah, he does. He's like, hospital gown, I like it. Look at this thing.
Next door, we're going to do it.
So anyway. I can't really do a British accent, sorry. I just grumble and say things.
So ladies and gentlemen, that is the Reverend's hospital story of the podcast. Thank you very much.
Hey, wake up.
Yes. Sorry to bore you.
No, I thought it was pretty exciting.
So now, should I open up these gifts here?
Yeah, let's do this now.
This will be fun.
Yeah. I'm looking at them right now, and you know, you see gifts, and you just have to open them.
We're just going
to
do this for the heck of it, because I have no... What Los gave me his gift to me early. I did not bring my gift for him.
By the way, are you still playing my gift from last year?
As a matter of fact, I am. Yes, that was the NHL 97?
95.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I did remember that. It just comes out wrong.
It's Madden 95.
Madden 95. Oh, yeah.
Plug and play.
It's right there. I alternated with my Pac-Man plug and play. So I want to find some good Christmas music here.
Good luck.
I can try this one. Let's see. Hopefully this will still work. Let's just hold on. Christmas music coming.
It's a Christmas part of the album, and you
can yeah,
yes. Very nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a Bob and Doug Christmas. So yeah. So Los gave me his gift to me, and I did not
actually.
I'm saving my
actually.
Gift
let
to
me
them.
Just tell you that. Okay. Skooshki or Snoopy.
Skooshki.
What's another nickname?
Skooshki. Oh, really? Oh, wow. Another nickname.
She hates that one.
Wow.
That's my block name.
Oh, okay. I got it. Do we want to keep Bob and Doug going?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. So both of these gifts are from us. I got the top one. Sue got the bottom one.
Okay.
And I'm very excited. Sue told me what this is.
I'm going to open up the Sue.
You're going to love this.
Sue one.
This is
yes. Okay.
This is going to be good for you.
For both of us.
Especially in time for your wedding, too.
I can't you might shake it. It's a book. It's definitely a book.
Hey, did you peek?
No. No, I did not peek.
Yeah, I got to make sure I wrap it so you don't rip off the...
You do know how to read, don't you, Smoke?
Yeah, I do know how to read, yeah. Why do I have to read?
Because you said it's a book.
Oh,
I just
okay. want
to make sure we got you the right gift. It's not a pop-up book.
Oh, a book on wine. A guide to wine. My God. And the tag is still on the back.
Oh,
you'll never guess how much Sue paper. Skooshki paper.
That was nice.
She wanted that, actually.
I would like to borrow it.
Oh, you may borrow it. You certainly may. Gee, I wonder how much Sue paid for this now. She took the tag right off.
Oh, my God. We're going to do a scanner anywhere.
So let's see. I got the Guide to Wine, A Practical Journey Through the Exciting World of Wine.
And you know what? You're really getting deep into wine.
I am,
so
yes.
This is really cool for you and Sony, I think.
Food and wine pairing. The basics. Let's see. If you are planning to serve more than one wine in a meal, serve lighter wines before full-bodied wines and drier wines before sweeter wines.
You know what?
That's enough of that.
I guess. I guess Thunderbird's like not really a lighter wine. Is that
Thunder? Yeah. Do you serve Thunderbird before Night Train? That's what I want.
Where does Mad Dog 2020?
Where does the Boone's Farm come in?
Oh, delicious!
I love. Thank you very much, Skooshki.
Lucy, yeah. You're not really.
No,
Lucy.
You can't be Lucy.
Yeah.
Lucy.
Lucy's are bad stories.
No, yeah. Lucy's are not good. You are totally aside from.
Just like in the Peanuts cartoons, Lucy is evil.
Yeah, she pulls the thing away. She pulls the
pulls
the thing. That's what she said.
That is mean. Pull the thing away.
So the second gift is from the one that Carl picked out.
Or Los.
Oh, I saw the. Oh. the Ultimate Soul Collection.
I know you love soul, so I figure you might like this.
Oh, you know I love soul.
It's a three-disc set.
Three-disc set. Let's just see what
we
have
here. And I did take
here.
The price tag off.
You did. That's very good. Tower Records, right?
Target.
Target. Nice. So let's see. Love Train by the OJs. Nice. That Lady by the Isley Brothers. Disco Lady by Johnny Taylor. The first three songs. Very nice.
Let's I'm guessing see. More than three are going to be good on
that. That is nice. No, the Little Intruders on there.
The Little Intruder.
A Little Intruders. Not the Little Intruders.
Hey, how would you like to meet my Little Intruder?
Hey! Okay. Oh, I just learned. So Gladys Knight did a version of Wind Beneath My Wings on this? Wow.
Yes.
I got to hear that. Matter of fact, let's just pull that out right now.
That's what she said.
Now we won't sub
it. Hey, now this would be a good time to talk about memorable Christmas presents.
Yes.
Just off the top of your head, Steve, do you remember a Christmas present that will always stay with you?
Oh, I'll tell you one that will. Last year. Sony gave me an iPod, and it was engraved.
Wow,
engraved
I didn't know they did
with
that.
Feliz Navidad on there. She put Feliz Navidad as like a good Indian woman.
Because you're Jewish.
Exactly. So I think that will stay
I know with it's me. Not Jewish. Shut up.
Hey. So that will stay with me forever, no doubt.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's probably my most memorable. Merry Christmas, you?
Oh, if you've read my blog, you know what it is. The most memorable gift I've ever gotten. I don't know if this is sad or cute. I'll let you guys decide. It's the Oscar the Grouch alarm clock.
Oh, yes. I remember this now.
I remember being the most excited when I opened that. I remember jumping up and down, and I couldn't even scream. I was speechless, and I was holding my head because I thought it was going to explode. Mm. I remember seeing this, and I wanted it. I don't know why. I don't know why I want to be woken up by Oscar. Give me, like, I hope you have a grouchy day, you fuck. You know, he didn't say fuck, but he basically, that's what he, get up. But I wanted this. I wanted to wake up. Grumpy or something like that, but I was amazed by that. And then number two would be the Atari 2600. I was thrilled with that.
Oh yeah,
remember the first couple games, Space Invaders, football. Yeah. Oh yeah, look.
Oh, that's the picture. Oh yes, we did not discuss the picture of Ham. The picture of Ham.
By the way, a going away present from
that is hanging in Los's basement.
Yeah, we had to put it up.
Framed.
It was beautifully framed. My coworkers, I'm not sure if they hate me. Well, they loved me, and this was like an endearing thing. Most of you probably know, or both of you probably know, that I don't like ham.
He hates ham.
I don't like ham at all. Mm-hmm. And it's an ongoing theme in my entire life. So there goes the dryer.
Ham's done.
So they got me a picture of ham as a going away present because they know I don't like it.
And ladies and gentlemen, the picture of ham is hanging up next to the guy in Lederhosen, which is hanging up next to Mike Schmidt. That is the progression of pictures in Los's basement right now. And of course.
And
Jan puking up
porking
his guts.
Something up. Which is another memorable night, except he doesn't remember.
We have pictures of people puking in Los's basement. That's a beautiful thing.
Well, you know, you have to put that up there.
Yes, you do. You certainly do. And I hope John is listening, and we hope to have him on the future podcast.
We will need an interpreter.
Yes, we will.
Because
the interpreter from Kalanese to English.
Yes, so. Actually, on my old blog site, losrules.tripod.com, there is a Kalanese dictionary.
Uh-huh.
But it's only got like 15 words on it.
Yes, but they are all... Can you give everyone one? Just one Kalanese...
this is your wife?
Which translated is...
This is your life.
Yes.
Yes. And I'm talking to Willie about Tom Miller. Maybe Skooshki can figure that one out. Do you remember that one?
Talking to Willie about Tom Miller.
I'm starting to worry about tomorrow.
Yes. That is Kalanese, ladies and gentlemen.
The Homo Kasho.
Wait a minute. I don't
know that one.
The Homo Kasho? I don't remember that one.
The Hallmark Card Shop.
We have to have him on now.
Yes, we do. Oh, yeah. We're setting this one up. You thought Ingisms were good. Hey, yeah.
Kalanese.
Yeah. So now we're going to get to, if we may, for maybe the last 10 minutes of this, we do have what we call our main topic of the day. And this came about at... In a drunken stupor, yes. We are going to share with you some thoughts. Well, Los was more in a drunken stupor. I was more... I was more in a 3 to 4 drink stupor.
Why don't you just call me Mr. Lushy Lush?
All right, Mr. Lushy Lush. Or actually, Mr. Lushy Lou is better.
Lushy Los.
Lushy Los. That's even better.
Thank you.
Why didn't I think of that?
Because you're stupid.
Thank you.
Because you're an asshole.
Why did he call you Los?
Because you're an asshole?
Anyway, so in the drunken stupor, Los...
just to let you know, I had this idea before.
Yes.
Okay, but it comes out...
But it came out in the drunken stupor.
Sure.
So therefore, it is a drunken stupor idea.
Of course.
Yes. Now, the idea is for television.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You've seen TV shows. Yes. Tons of them, I'm sure. You probably still watch them.
You're probably watching them now. You're probably going to turn this off in 2 minutes to watch Lost or something.
It's not till February.
It's rerunning. You know, they could watch. They could probably have it on DVD or something. You know?
There are probably many TV shows you've watched that are no longer on anymore. Mm-hmm. And you've probably heard the phrase, jump the shark.
Yes. A man got very rich off that phrase.
Yes, and basically the whole story behind Jump the Shark is when Fonzie, in one of the Happy Days episodes, jumps sharks.
The challenge was he had to jump over the big ring of sharks to... they have to save something. I don't know how that worked.
It was basically... He was challenged to do this. If he didn't do this... Something bad was going to happen, probably to the Cunninghams.
I think most people know this. This has become a well-known phrase now.
If he didn't make it, they were going to show Joni's tits, and no one wanted to see that. So thank God he jumped it.
Wait a minute. I don't know. She wasn't bad.
Back then.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like Jenny Piccolo, but everyone saw her tits, apparently.
Beautiful. All right. Who was ugly looking on Happy Days?
Who was ugly looking on Happy
Days? Even Mrs. Cunningham was kind of hot.
Whoa. Wait
no,
a minute.
No, not kind of hot, no?
There was that one episode.
They were going to show Arnold's tits.
There was that one.
All four of them.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, there was that one episode she dressed up as a belly dancer where she made some couscous and stuff. And that was a little bit hot, but we digress.
All right. Anyway, there was a reason why Fonzie had to do it.
Yeah,
Jumped the sharks on his motorcycle boat or something.
Jet ski.
Motorcycle jet ski.
Yes. So and
he still had his leather jacket on while he did it. That fag. That's why he jumped the shark. That's why the show jumped the shark.
So the term, of course, became the moment when a series just became too unreasonable, just too unreal.
Some kind of storyline shift where people just lost interest.
Yeah. So this will, like when they introduce a young kid.
Right.
You know, they need to queued up the show.
Or like two people that have been friends the entire show.
Suddenly, boink.
Yeah, they boink, they get together, they start dating, and it's over.
Mm-hmm.
People lose interest in that. They wanted to see that payoff, they got the payoff, and they are no longer interested.
So now everyone, I'm sure, knows the term. Now, the idea for the show, Los, if you would please.
Well, in a very general sense... The show would try to jump the shark as many times as it can.
Uh-huh.
As often as it can. That's the whole premise of the show.
Like from minute one.
We're
already jumping the shark.
It could jump the shark 4 times in an episode.
Yes.
And your lead characters in one episode may not be lead characters in the next episode. It could be a comedy one episode. It's always going to be funny.
Yeah.
But it may have a drama twist to it and then go back to comedy. You may be on an island Lost, like, or Gilligan's Island, and then have the Globetrotters come on. Yeah,
exactly. And, the Harlem Globetrotters would be in episode one. There's no doubt about this.
Well,
because
I thought, the minute
you bring in the Harlem Globetrotters, you've jumped.
Well, I thought maybe Ted McGinley.
Oh, well, no. Ted McGinley will be executive producer, maybe... Lead.
If we could have him in every episode somehow.
Exactly.
Yeah, he would play
a different character each time.
He would play Jefferson.
He would play the high school teacher, you know, like in Happy Days.
Or the photographer of the Love Boat.
Uh-huh.
Something like that. Or the stud in Revenge of the Nerds,
Believe me. No, he was in one.
Okay, but
Ted McGinley was in one.
But we could still use that character.
But Ted McGinley was also in the Revenge of the Nerds that went straight to DVD. He came back.
Oh, I saw that one.
For like 3 and 4. Or 4, I think he was.
3 went to the theater still. 4, yeah. 4, yeah. 4 was when they were like 10 years down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they had some of the same characters.
He was so desperate. He came back for that.
And Jonathan Pinette. was in that one,
John
too.
John Pinette, yes. That's correct. And then
he had a British accent.
The original woman who played Betty Childs was back in it. She looked horrible.
Yeah, she was not nearly as hot. She looked old, didn't she?
She looked like she just fell off that tree and hit every branch on the way down. The freaking pockmarks on her face. It was incredible.
Wow. She looked like ass.
Ruined every image I had of her at the bottom of that pie tin.
I no longer masturbate to her.
Hey!
I've taken off the list. After that, there was a time where I was like, you know, I'll still masturbate to her. Cheryl Teagues, I will still masturbate to.
Where's Mrs. Cunningham on that list?
You know what? I haven't seen her in a while, so she's probably still on that list. But if I see her now, she's probably like 80, and I'm like,
ooh. She still looks the same. She was in a show.
Okay. I'd still masturbate to her then.
So, that's good. That's good. So anyway, now that we have this established.
Listen, I know that I draw the line somewhere.
To get off this.
I just don't know where I draw the line.
Let's get the
it's there
off.
Somewhere.
Let's get the hell off this topic. Okay, I'm trying to move the show back.
Sorry.
Quickly.
Sorry. Anyway, go.
Anyway, so that's episode one where you try to jump the shark at least three or four times. 20 minutes in, we'll introduce the young kid.
Oliver
the cousin from...
that's a funny part. Like, Oliver, Brady Bunch, Olivia, Cosby Show. Like, they must have been foreshadowing.
Although Olivia actually had some talents.
Yeah, but the show sucked at that point.
But it still got ratings. Totally jumped the shark. They had to do it, but it's still... When Oliver came into Brady Bunch, it was just unexplainable. It really was. You just couldn't...
Or inexplicable if you're trying to do grammar correctly.
Yeah. Well, no, I was saying unexplainable. That's a little bit different from inexplicable, isn't it?
No.
Yes, it is. Look it up in the fucking dictionary. I bet it's there.
No. Go fuck yourself.
Hey! That's a dictionary.
I'm going to use the word fuck hat right now, you fuck hat. So, yeah, okay. So that would be episode...
But episode two, this was my... what I brought to the table.
Yeah.
Episode two would all of a sudden be a very special episode.
Oh, and then we could bring, like, Dudley and Arnold in bike shop guy taking
Carlson.
Pictures of him. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was Mr. Carlson who touched Dudley inappropriately in different strokes. That would happen, and then Punky Brewster would run away and
have big tits.
Yeah. Suddenly have big tits. Oh, yeah. That would work, totally. Because, you know, a show would just go to hell once you bring in the very special episode of Punky Brewster. You know? At that point...
It got too serious.
Fuck it. You're done.
And then Joni and Chachi get married later in the episode. Somehow they're like background characters.
And then in the next episode, like Jenny Piccolo would fuck Scott Baio. And then there would be...
And all of a sudden they would focus on leather. Leather Tuscadero.
Leather Tuscadero. Thank you. Who was hotter, Pinky or Leather? I say.
Oh, and then we could bring in like the different Dick Yorks. Dick York, Dick
Sargent. Exactly. Yeah,
you bring in different dicks.
Yes, yeah, so you change dicks midstream. It's perfect. Yeah, no.
Midstream!
There would at least be, I would say... You would have maybe four main characters or so, but different actors would play them in the second show.
I love it.
And it would be the same characters, like what they did with...
You know, we come back from commercial, and it's different characters.
Yes.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Or, like, you know, what they did with Roseanne, they tried to throw a new Becky on us all of a sudden, and that worked for about a season. And then, in season three, you have to bring in... You have to replace...
Not season three, like different episodes.
Episode three, I mean. You would have to replace two characters. With long-lost cousins and give them
Coy
corny...
Infant.
Like the Dukes of Hazzard tried to do. That one season where Tom Wopat and John Schneider would not sign. They wanted more money. They held out. So they tried to bring in Coy and Vance Duke in the freaking General Lee with Uncle Jesse. Two preppies from, like, California or something. I don't know.
I think that's great.
Oh, yeah. They're doing this... I think they're doing a series of Dukes of Hazzards on DVD now.
And they just totally ignore that one season.
I wonder if they're going to sell that season.
No, I think they're ignoring it.
They really ignored it?
I don't think that's available.
They're not... Oh, that should be available.
Well, for comedic purposes.
Exactly.
You put in Tommy Morrison at some point. And Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, Rocky would be involved.
Yeah, that and like, oh my God, there's so many opportunities for this.
So now you
just go through all shows.
Oh, yeah. Just think about the biggest times when these shows just absolutely jump.
You bring in Rebecca Howell.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't think that show jumped them, but, you know, it signified
it's
the end of the show.
A kind of a jump, but she managed to carry it for a few years on Cheers.
But that would be the defining moment of Cheers that I think of.
I'm trying to think of when Cheers could be considered that show managed to stay strong.
You know what? I know it. I know it.
With the shark jump?
Yeah, I have an idea.
When Cliff Clavin got laid?
He jumped the planet.
Hey.
No, I think it was when Sam Malone showed Carla that he had a bald spot.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
The total all of his Sam's charm just went out the window.
Yeah, it was gone. I remember that one. Mm. Actually, I think there was an episode where Sam and Carla almost got together. For like 5 seconds, they kind of looked at each other lovingly.
Yeah. they've always had that unhealthy relationship, though.
Yeah.
But that point was the closest.
Yeah, but that never. But so.
All right. So how about then at the end, you have a Van Halen song with Gary Cherone? Something like that.
That's good.
You do the Cars with Todd Rundgren, you know?
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Queen who's that schmuck with Queen now? The guy from Bad Company.
Oh yeah. Paul Rogers.
Yes. So you do Queen with Paul Rogers.
Or In Excess with that guy that we never heard of from the reality show.
Yeah, but you can see like.
Oh, no. I've got it now.
Oh, boy.
I've got it now. The theme song is definitely going to be done by Supernova. Rockstar Supernova, Tommy Lee, that whole.
Oh.
You tell me those guys haven't jumped the shark now where they do a reality show, get together, and they try to get a lead singer.
Wow. No, but you could do a different ending. You could do a different song to end each show and just choose groups that jump the shark.
Oh, yeah. Just groups that are no longer, that were relevant 20 years ago and then, you know, tried to do. You could do Kiss without the makeup.
You could do Pete Townsend with Rough Boys. When everyone said, you know what? I think he might be gay.
Yes. Like, there's an outside shot here now.
Yeah, with the guy from Led Zeppelin, the lead singer.
With Robert Plant?
Robert Plant when he did the Honey Drippers.
Oh, yeah.
Something, yeah. I mean, that's the way you end every show.
I'm glad you didn't say his solo. I like his solo career.
Some of it. Plant.
Yeah.
Some of it.
I actually like that. But yeah, the Honey Drippers, forget about it.
Manic Nirvana was great.
That
was a good
song. Oh, yes, definitely. We're off the beaten path again. Now, the name
But you can see like where this all goes.
Yes, the name
of
like,
the show. Police Academy 8?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can start just having, like...
Bobcat Goldthwait will be involved.
Yeah, we'll have him in a police outfit.
Steve Guttenberg will show. And, of course, Commandant Lassard will appear
with
many...
With his goldfish.
Will appear many, many times.
In many, many places.
Now, we have not revealed the name of the show, which I came up with.
Well, and the reason you came up with it, we can't really do Jump the Shark because that's owned by TV Guide.
That's right. The guy who made it, John Hine, has sold that website to TV Guide for over $1 million. He made good money off of that.
I think he's probably held out for more.
Yeah, I don't know.
I bought one of his books. I have a Jump the Shark book.
But he's got a gig on Howard Stern now.
He's making tons of money.
He's doing good there. I think he probably wanted to devote more time to that. So, you know, take $1 million. For something he came up with in college. Hey, fuck that. Do it.
Fuck that.
But yeah, so you can't call it Jump the Shark.
The problem is I came up with a lot of stuff in college and none of it was settled. None of it.
And a lot of it involved funny things that you smoked, didn't it? Well,
unofficially.
Unofficially.
I was just intoxicated.
Yes. Okay, you were drunk.
Right.
Anyway. So the name of the show, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah, you came up with this. It was a great idea.
It's perfect.
It kind of is a play on words with Jump the Shark. But
yeah.
It's Shark Bites or Shark Bait. One
shark
of the two.
Bait.
Yeah,
although Shark Bites is...
One of the two.
I think Shark Bait would work.
Yeah. Well, because you know what? It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It makes more sense.
I don't know if it fucking makes sense or not. Really, I don't. How does that make sense? Shark bait over shark bites. I don't know.
Because I said so.
Oh, okay.
Because the rum is talking now.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is our show idea.
Yeah.
I don't know what you think.
I think it's a... I thought in a drunken stupor on
Saturday.
We
thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. And we had a lot of people participating.
Oh, yeah. We all of a sudden became the head of the party.
Now, obviously, it has to be done correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Would you watch this? Is this something you would watch?
I mean, this could suck. Quite honestly, yeah,
well,
this could suck.
I think a lot of it has to do with how we produce it.
Right.
But, I mean, would people watch this? Would they want to see how many... Hey, you know what? We could have a contest at the end of every show where we say, how many times did this show jump the shark? And we can have an idea of how many times it jumped the shark. And the winner can text message us.
That's too deal or no deal-ish.
So what? Interaction. Interactivity sells.
Well, sure.
Lost is doing that now.
That's right.
It sells.
Interactivity sells and gets 99 cents a minute when you call in. That's pretty good. You can make some extra money.
I think deal or no deal is free call.
Message. No, you got to pay like 50 cents to text message.
All right.
You do.
Okay.
I know this stuff.
You suck. You suck. I don't know why. All right. You know what? Forget it. Don't text message us.
No.
Just email us.
But it won't cost you a damn thing, we promise.
Yeah, please, like, let us know what you think about it.
We could have cops breaking into song and if all of a sudden, you know?
If any of you guys have ins anywhere, Yeah. A, don't steal the idea.
No.
And B, put us in the right direction.
Don't steal the idea as we broadcast it to the net to all corners of the world. Please don't steal this idea of ours.
But we can post this tonight and everyone will see it's posted, so we have like history of it.
Yes. Oh yeah. Oh, that'll hold up in court.
Like a bucket of farts. Like a fart in church.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, shall we get out of here?
Yeah.
Have we had enough?
Hey, happy holidays, everybody.
Happy, joy, joy.
I can't say Merry Christmas because I'm going to like fucking annoy all you fucking assholes who don't like Christmas. So go fuck yourself.
Wow.
You know
holiday
what? You
spirit,
know
ladies and
Merry
gentlemen.
Merry Christmas. You can sue my ass.
Are you done?
No!
Do you want to say anything else?
Merry Christmas!
I am the Reverend Smokin' Steve. He is Los, and he's going fucking nuts right now.
I'm like a deranged squirrel. I'm fucking nuts.
Yes. Thank you for putting up with us this long. Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Merry Christmas.